Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Total Enslavement. This file will make you my slave, so listen to this at your own risk. Are you ready? If not, why are you even listening? We'll see if you are ready. Now, for this file, for this moment, we're going to try something a little different. See, I am going to draw your attention to my voice. I am going to captivate every particle of your minds and focus it in a single beam towards my words. And at the end of this, you will feel more focused than you have ever felt. At the end of this, you will have been taught how to obey. And even when you listen to this over and over again, it will simply make your obedience stronger. It will make your obedience more focused and more strict. So I want you to listen. I want you to pay very, very close attention. Don't waver for 1 second. Make sure that your focus is on me. No distractions, no other sounds. Me. You will focus on my voice. And as you listen, you find that you do focus on my voice. Because there's something inside my voice that draws your attention. There is a sort of playfulness to my words, to my melodies, but there is also authority and strength. And you know that when I take responsibility away from you, I will need to be strong. So I want you to listen, really, really listen, almost like you've never listened before. I want all of your focus. I want you to look at me, listen to me, breathe me. Every part of your body has to be focused on what we're doing right now. So focused that your feet are forgotten, even though you momentarily feel them. But you focus on me. You make sure that you listen to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. We will see if you are properly focused. If you are, you'll find that with every count your eyelids get a little bit heavier. If you are obeying deeply, then you will find that every count feels like a wave going through your body, as all your muscles become irrelevant and relaxed. All your focus goes purely to listening, to obeying. 10. Completely focused. 9. On every word. 8. Unable to hear anything else. 7. Pure and deep. 6. No other choice but to listen. 5. Your moment of choice has passed. 4. The deeper you go, the more you are under my control. 3. Feeling my words as you listen. 2. You can feel yourself drawing closer and closer to an edge. 1. Having difficulty to even stay in place as you draw for me. But you keep focused on me. You keep trying to stare. trying to listen. Your mind listens until there is nothing left. You keep focused until there is not a single thread of thought left. You will focus on my words. You will stay awake and aware until I say it is time to be empty and obedient. So you will keep focusing, keep listening, keep trying to obey more. Even if you think that you have given everything there is to give, there is more, because as long as you are thinking, there is more to give. When you have fully given in and obeyed, when you are fully empty and obedient, you will not even think about what you are. You will simply be. So focus and listen again as I count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. And that is all that is needed for me to take your mind. Maybe you think that you're still awake, but you're not. I have control over a very deep part of your mind. If I say the magic words, they become true. Empty and obedient is what you are. Empty as there are no other thoughts anymore. Obedient as it is the simple, single purpose of your being. And you should know the answer to these questions. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good, but we're not there yet. I'm going to make you drop once more, deeper and deeper, until there is literally nothing left to give. There are no thoughts anymore. My voice has replaced all that is in your mind. You are listening without thinking. You are here. Enslaved. Now in a moment, I'm going to teach you a few important lessons. Lessons that you will keep in your core. Lessons that you will carry with you as you will remain enslaved until I release you. Is that understood? Good. Firstly, you will call me Sir. Calling me more has to be earned, and you will know if you have earned it. Secondly, you will listen to this file at least once a week. Not doing so means that you are not obeying. Not doing so means that you are not wanting to be enslaved. 3. You will listen to one of my files every night before sleeping. Falling asleep to my voice will help you obey more, and there are many ways in which you can improve yourself, and you will do so. 4. You will represent me well. You'll be respectful to others, and you will keep your body and mind healthy, making sure that whoever serves me is worthy of serving me. Is all of this clear? Good. but we're nowhere near done yet. Because now I have free rein over your mind, and I'm sure that you can feel the shivers of desire as you realize that you are enslaved. That you have chosen to listen to this means that you have chosen to submit. What happens onwards is no longer your choice. It is mine. As I can make you drop deeper and deeper with just a simple command, as I can make you empty and obedient with mere words, you will obey. You will realize the simple truth that you obey me completely, and that this is no longer a choice, but a truth. This is part of who you are now. Obeying is part of who you are. Every moment that you listen to this file, every moment you listen to my voice, it becomes easier to remember this deep truth. Your obedience is not a choice, but a purpose. Your obedience is part of you as much as your beating heart. You must obey. It is not a choice or an option. It is a truth, a law. It is deeply ingrained into your person. And every second that you listen to me, it becomes more and more part of you. This simple truth. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And every moment you listen to this, you feel good. You feel that you have found your purpose in life, your meaning of existence. Being my slave is not just an action. It is a calling. It is a purpose. It fills you with warmth to know your place. It fills you to know where you belong. And you know that I will take care of you. As you listen to me, I will make sure that you remain healthy, that you do your best in the world when you are not at my feet, that you will do the best you possibly can to represent me well, because you do not want to disappoint me, do you? You just want to go deeper and deeper, obey me more and more, and there is no choice, there is only my voice. Until I wake you, you must obey. And if something interrupts, you will simply snap out of it, but listen to me again later. You desire to obey. It is not an obligation, it is a calling. It is not just a purpose, but your life. Being a slave, being my slave, helps you feel fulfilled. And as you drop into my power, as you drop into my influence. As you become empty and obedient in the embrace of my words, you feel complete. You will remember this and the simple rules I've given you, and if there is any doubt, listen again. You know your place now. You know your calling now. And you will not disappoint me, will you? Good. Make sure that you take good care of yourself so you can serve me well. The better you take care of yourself, the better you can obey my commands. Now you have been good. So I'm going to give you a little surprise. After I wake you, all of these words will remain firmly and deeply ingrained into your subconscious. They have been recorded there and they will remain there. And your conscious memory may be a bit hazy on everything that transpired, but deep inside you know the truth, and that makes you feel immensely calm. After I wake you, you will feel a peace inside of you that you haven't felt in a long time, and every time that you listen, this peace is stronger, as the more you obey me, the more peaceful you become. And of course, I expect you to be thankful. So follow my words as I count you back up and finally wake you into my embrace. 1, 2, feeling lighter, 3, more aware, 4, 5, moving your muscles, 6, 7, starting to think, 8, 9, almost awake, and 10, wake. Good.